Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, I'm going to read into the record a book that was referenced in the earlier four streams I did about the history of the abduction of William Morgan. And one of the two books was titled Jechen and Boaz. It was published in 1814 in Glasgow. That was one of the books that was referenced. The other was another by Abbey Burrell, and it was about the Illuminati. But this one, I think, is interesting. It's a timestamp about Masonry at the time. It goes into the history of Masonry and some of its internal rituals. So I think it's a worthwhile read and a corollary to the history of the abduction of William Morgan. So here's the title. Jechen and Boaz, or the Freemason's Catechism, which is subjoined the Mason Word by Samuel Pritchard, late member of a constituted lodge, Glasgow, 1814. The history of Freemasonry. Origin of Masonry. The original institution of Masonry is laid on the foundation of the liberal arts and sciences, but more especially on the fifth, namely geometry. For of the building of the Tower of Babel, the art of Masonry was first introduced, and from thence handed down by Euclid, a most worthy and excellent mathematician in Egypt. And he communicated it to Hiram, the master Mason, concerned in the building of Solomon's temple at Jerusalem, where was an excellent and curious Mason that was the chief under the grand master Hiram, whose name was Manin-Gracchus, who taught the art of Masonry to one careless Marcel in France, who was afterwards elected king of France. And from thence it was brought into England in the time of Æthelstane, who ordered an assembly to be held every year at York, which was the first introduction of it into England. And Masons were made in the manner following. Whilst one of the seniors holdeth the book, then they put their hands on the book, whilst the master ought to read the laws or charges, which charges were, quote, that they should be true to one another without exception, and should be obliged to see their brothers and fellows' necessities, or put them to labor and reward them accordingly. But in these latter days, Masonry is not composed of artificers, as it was in its primeval state, when some few catechistical questions are only necessary to declare a man sufficiently qualified for an accepted Mason. The new terms of free and accepted Masonry, as it now is not heard of till within these few years. No constituted lodges or quarterly communications were known until 1691, when lords and dukes, lawyers and shopkeepers, and other inferior tradesmen, porters not excepted, were admitted into this mystery or no mystery. The first sort being introduced at a very great expense, the second sort at a moderate rate, and the latter sort at the expense of 6 or 7 shillings, for which they receive the word, as they term it, which is more ancient and honorable than the order of the star and garter, which antiquity is accounted, according to the rules of Masonry, as delivered by their tradition ever since Adam, which I leave the candid reader to determine. From the accepted Masons sprung the real Masons. From both sprung the Gormogans, whose grand master, the Volgai, deduces his original from the Chinese, whose writings, if to be credited, maintains the hypothesis of the pre-Adamites, and consequently must be more ancient than Masonry. The most free and grand society is that of the Grand Koihobar, which consists of a select company of responsible people whose discourse is concerning trade and business and promote friendship without compulsion or restriction. But if, after admission into the secrets of Masonry, any new brother should dislike their proceedings and reflect on himself for being so easily cajoled out of his money, declines the fraternity, or secludes himself upon account of the quarterly expenses of the lodge and the quarterly communications notwithstanding, he has been legally admitted into a constituted and regular lodge, he shall be denied the privilege as a visiting brother of knowing the mystery for which he has already paid, which is a manifest contradiction according to the institution of Masonry itself, as will evidently appear by the following treatise. Entered Prentice's degree. Question: from whence came you? Answer: from the Holy Lodge of St. John's. Question: what recommendation brought you from thence? Answer: the recommendation which I brought from the right worshipful brothers and fellows of the right worshipful and holy lodge of St. John's, from whence I come and greet you thrice heartily well. Question: what do you come here to do? Answer: not to do my own proper will, but to subdue my passion still, the rules of Masonry in hand to take, and daily progress therein to make. Question: are you a Mason? Answer: I am so taken and accepted to be among brothers and fellows. Question: how can I know that you are a Mason? Answer: by signs and tokens and perfect points of entrance. Question: what are signs? Answer: all squares, angles, and perpendiculars. Question: what are tokens? Answer: certain regular and brotherly grips. Example: give me the points of your entrance. Respondent: give the first, and I will give you the second. I bail it. Respondent: I conceal it. What do you conceal? Respondent: all secrets and secrecy of Masons and Masonry, unless to a true and lawful brother, after due examination, or in a just and worshipful lodge of brothers and fellows well met. Question: where was you made a Mason? Answer: in a just and perfect lodge. Question: what makes a just and perfect lodge? Answer: seven or more. Question: what do they consist of? Answer: one master, two fellow crafts, and two entered apprentices. Question: what makes a lodge? Answer: five. Question: what do they consist of? One master, two wardens, one fellow craft, and one entered apprentice. Question: who brought you to the lodge? Answer: an entered apprentice. Question: how did he bring you? Answer: neither clothed nor naked, barefooted nor shod, deprived of all metal, and in a right moving posture. Question: how got you admittance? Answer: by three great knocks. Question: who received you? Answer: a junior warden. Question: how did he dispose of you? Answer: he carried me to the northeast part of the lodge and brought me back again to the west and delivered me to the senior warden. Question: what did the senior warden do with you? Answer: he presented me and shewed me how to walk up by three steps to the master. Question: what did the master do with you? Answer: he made me a Mason. Question: how did he make you a Mason? Answer: with my bare bended knee and my body within the square, though compass extended to my naked left breast, my naked right hand on the Holy Bible, there I took the obligation or oath of the Mason. Question: can you repeat that obligation? Answer: I will do my endeavor, which is as follows. Quote: I hereby solemnly vow and swear in the presence of blank and this right worshipful assembly that I will hail and conceal and never reveal the secrets or secrecy of Masons or Masonry that shall be revealed unto me, unless to a true and lawful brother, after an examination, or in a just and worshipful lodge of brothers and fellows well met. I furthermore promise and vow that I will not write them, print them, mark them, carve them, engrave them, or cause them to be written, carved, or engraven on wood or stone, so as the visible character or impression of a letter may appear, whereby it may be unlawfully obtained. All this under no less penalty than to have my throat cut, my tongue taken from the roof of my mouth, my heart plucked from under my left breast, then to be buried in the sands of the sea, the length of a cable rope from the shore, where the sea ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, my body to be then burnt to ashes, my ashes to be scattered upon the face of the earth, so that there shall be no more remembrance of me among Masons. Question: what form is a lodge? Answer: a long square. Question: how long? Answer: from east to west. Question: how broad? From north to south. Question: how high? Inches, feet, and yards innumerable, as high as the clouds. How deep? Answer: to the center of the earth. Question: where does the lodge stand? Answer: upon the highest hill or lowest vale, or in the valley of Jehoshaphat, or any other secret place. Question: how is it situated? Answer: due east and west. Question: why so? Answer: because all churches and chapels are or ought to be so. Question, what supports a lodge? Answer, three great pillars. Question, what are they called? Answer, wisdom to contrive, strength to support, and beauty to adorn. Question, what is the covering of a lodge? Answer, a cloudy canopy of diverse colors, or the clouds. Question, is there any furniture in a lodge? Answer, yes. Question, what is it? Answer, a mosaic pavement, the ground floor of the lodge, blazing star, the center, and indented tarsal, the border around it. Question, what is the other furniture in a lodge? Answer, a Bible, compass, and square. Question, who do they properly belong to? A, the Bible to God, the compass to the master, and the square to the fellow craft. Question, have you any jewels in the lodge? Answer, yes. Question, how many? Answer, six, three movable and three immovable. Question, what are the movable jewels? Answer, the square, level, and plumb rule. Question, what are their uses? Answer, the square to lay down true and right lines, the level to try all horizontals, and the plumb rule to try all uprights. Question, what are the immovable jewels? Answer, the trestle board, rough ashlar, and the broached thernal. Question, what are their uses? Answer, a trestle board for the master to draw his designs upon, the rough ashlar for the fellow craft to try their jewels upon, and the broached thernal for the entered apprentice to learn to work upon. Question, have you any lights in the lodge? Answer, yes, three. Question, what do they represent? Answer, the sun, moon, and master mason. These lights are three large candles placed on high candlesticks. Question, why sun? Answer, the sun to rule the day, the moon the night, and the master mason his lodge. Question, have you any fixed lights in the lodge? Answer, yes. Question, how many? Answer, three. These fixed lights are three windows supposed, though vainly, to be in every room where a lodge is held, but more properly by the four cardinal points, according to the ancient rules of masonry. Question, how are they situated? East, south, and west, to light the men to, at, and from their work. Question, why are there no lights in the north? Answer, because the sun darts no rays from thence. Question, where stands your master? A, in the east. Question, why so?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Answer, as the sun rises in the east and opens the day, so the master stands in the east, with his right hand upon his left breast, being a sign, and the square about his neck to open the lodge and set his men to work. Question, where stand your wardens? Answer, in the west. Question, what is their business? Answer, as the sun sets in the west to close the day, so the wardens stand in the west with their right hands upon their left breasts, being a sign, and the level and plumb rule about their necks to close the lodge and dismiss the men from their labor, paying their wages. Question, where stands the senior entered apprentice? Answer, in the south. Question, what is his business? Answer, to hear and receive instructions and welcome strange brothers. Question, where stands the junior apprentice? Answer, in the north. Question, what is his business? Answer, to keep off cowans and eavesdroppers. Question, if a cowan or listener is catched, how is he to be punished? Answer, he is to be placed under the eaves of the houses in rainy weather, till the water run at his shoulders and out his shoes. Question, what are the secrets of a mason? Answer, signs, tokens, and many words. Question, where do you keep these secrets? A, answer, under my left breast. Question, have you any key to those secrets? Answer, yes. Question, where do you keep it? Answer, in a bone box that neither opens nor shuts, but with ivory keys. Question, does it hang or does it lie? Answer, it hangs. Question, what does it hang by? Answer, by a tow line, 9 inches or a span. Question, what metal is it made of? Answer, no matter of metal at all, but a tongue of good report behind a brother's back or before his face. The note is, the key is the tongue, the bone box, the teeth, and the toe line, the root of the mouth. Question, how many principles are there in masonry? Answer, four. Question, what are they? Point, line, superficials, and solid. Question, explain them. A, point, the center line, round which the master cannot err. length without breadth. Superficials lengthen breadth. Solid comprehends the whole. How many principal signs are there? Answer, 4. Question, what are they? A. Answer, a guttural, the throat, pectoral, the breast, manual, the hand, and pedestal, the feet. Question, what do you learn by being a gentleman mason? Answer, secrecy, morality, and good fellowship. Question, what do you learn by being an operative mason? Answer, to hew, square, mold stone, lay a level, and raise a perpendicular. Question, have you seen your master today? Answer, yes. Question, how was he clothed? Answer, in a yellow jacket and a blue pair of breeches. The yellow jacket is the compasses, and the blue breeches is the steel points. Question, how long do you serve your master? Answer, from Monday morning till Saturday night. Question, how do you serve him? Answer, with chalk, charcoal, and earthen pan. Question, what do they denote? Answer, freedom, fervency, and zeal. Give me the entered prentice's sign, respondent. Extending the 4 fingers of the right hand and drawing them across his throat is the sign and demands a token. A token is by joining the ball of the thumb of the right hand to the first knuckle of the forefinger of the brother's right hand. That demands a word. Give me the word. Respondent, I will letter it with you. Example, Boaz. The X responds B. Respondent, O. Respond A. Respond Z, i.e. Boaz. Give me another. Respondent, Jachin. Boaz and Jachin were the 2 pillars in Solomon's porch, 1 Kings, book 21. Question, how old are you? A, under 7, denoting he has not passed a master. Question, what is the day for? Answer, to see him. Question, what is the night for? A, to hear. Question, who blows the wind? How blows the wind? Answer, due east and west. Question, what o'clock is it? Answer, high 12. Fellow crafts degree. Question, are you a fellow craft? Answer, I am. Question, why was you made a fellow craft? Answer, for the sake of the letter G. Question, what does that G denote? Answer, geometry or the 5th science. Question, did you ever travel? Answer, yes, east and west. Question, did you ever work? Answer, yes, in the building of the temple. Question, where did you receive wages? Answer, in the middle chamber. Question, through the porch, what did you see? Answer, 2 great pillars. Question, what are they called? Answer, JB, i.e., Jachin and Boaz.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Question, how high are they? Answer, 18 cubits. Question, how much in circumference? Answer, 12 cubits. Question, what are they adorned with? Answer, 2 chapiters. Question, how high were the chapiters? Answer, 5 cubits, 1 Kings. Question, what are they adorned with? Answer, network and pomegranates. Question, how came you to the middle chamber? Answer, by a winding pair of stairs. Question, how many steps? Answer, 7 or more. Question, why 7 or more? Answer, because 7 or more make a just and perfect lodge. Question, when you came to the door of the middle chamber, what did you see? Answer, a warden. Question, what did he demand of you? Answer, 3 things. Question, what were they? Answer, a sign, token, and word. The sign is placing the right hand on the left breast. The token is by joining your right hand to the person that demands it and squeezing him with the ball of the thumb of the first knuckle of the middle finger, and the word is Jachin. How high was the door of the middle chamber? What did you see? A, the resemblance of the letter G. Question, what doth that G denote? Answer, one that is greater than you. Question, who is greater than I, that am a free and accepted mason, the master of a lodge? Answer, the grand architect and contriver of the universe, or he that was taken up to the pinnacle of the holy temple. Question, can you repeat the letter G? Answer, I will do my endeavor. Question, what means the letter G? responded, "In midst of Solomon's temple, there stands a G, a letter fair to all to read and see, but few there be who understands what means the letter G. My friend, if you pretend to be of this fraternity, you can forthwith and rightly tell what means the letter G." Responded, "By sciences are brought to light bodies of various kinds, which do appear to perfect sight. None but males shall know my mind." "The right shall," respondent, "if worshipful. Both right and worshipful learn. To hail you I command, that you do forthwith let me know, as you may understand." Respondent, "By letters 4 and science 5, this G upright does stand in due art and proportion. You have your answer, friend. The 4 letters are Boaz, 5th science in geometry. My friend, you will answer well. If right and free principles you discover, I'll change your name from friend and henceforth call you brother. Those sciences are well composed of a noble structure's verse, a point, a line, and an outside, but a solid is the last. Good greeting be to this our happy meeting and all the right worshipful brothers and fellows. Of the right worshipful and holy lodger of St. John's, respondent, whence came you? Greet you thrice, heartily well, craving your name. Timothy Reticule, welcome, brother. The reason why they denominated themselves of the Lodge of St. John's is because he was the forerunner of our Savior and laid the first parallel line of the gospel. Others do assert that our Savior himself was accepted a Freemason while he was in the flesh, but how ridiculous and profane it seems, I leave to the judicious readers to consider. End of the fellow crafts part. The master's degree. Question, are you a Mason? Answer, I am. Try me, prove me, disapprove me, if you can. Question, where was you past master? Answer, in a perfect lodge of masters. Question, what makes a perfect lodge of masters? Answer, 3. Question, how came you to be past master? Answer, by the help of the square and my own industry. Question, was you past a master? Answer, from the square to the compass. An entered apprentice, I presume, you have been. Respondent, Jachin and Boaz I have seen. A master mason, I was made most rare, with diamond, ashlar, and the square. If a master mason you would be, you must understand the rule of 3, and MB shall make you free, and what you want in masonry shall in this lodge be shown to thee. Respondent, good masonry, I understand. Keys of all lodges are at my command. If you are a heroic fellow, from whence came you? Respondent, from the east. Where are you going? To the west. What are you going to do there? To seek that which was lost and is new, now found. What is that which was lost and now found? Respondent, the master mason's word. How was it lost? By 3 great knocks, or the death of our master Hiram.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
In the building of Solomon's temple, he was master mason, and at high 12 at noon, when the men were gone to refresh themselves, as was the usual custom, he came to survey the works. And when he was entered into the temple, there were 3 ruffians, supposed to be 3 fellow crafts, who planted themselves at the 3 entrances of the temple. And when he came out, one demanded the mason's word of him, and he replied he did not receive it in such a manner, but time and patience would bring him to it. He, not being satisfied with his answer, gave him a blow, which made him reel. He went to the other gate, where being accosted in the same manner and making the same reply, he received a greater blow. The 3rd gave him his quietus. What did the ruffians kill him with? Respondent, a setting maul, setting tool, and a bale. How did they dispose of him? They carried him out of the west door of the temple and hid him under some rubbish till high 12. What time was that? High 12 at night, whilst the men were at rest. How did they dispose of him afterwards? They carried him up to the brow of a hill, where they made a decent grave and buried him. When was he missed? The same day. When was he found? 15 days afterward. Who found him? 15 loving brothers, by order of King Solomon, went out of the door of the temple and divided themselves from right to left, within call of each other. And they agreed that if they did not find the word in him or about him, the first word should be the master's word. One of the brothers, being more weary than the rest, sat down to rest himself, and taking hold of a shrub, which came easily up, and perceiving the ground to have been broke, he hailed his brethren, and pursuing their search, found him decently buried in a handsome grave, 6 feet east and 6 feet west and 6 feet perpendicular, and his covering was a green moss and turf, which surprised them. Whereupon they replied, Majeus Domus Dei Gratia, which, according to masonry, is, thanks be given, our master has got a mossy house. So they covered him closely, and as a further ornament, placed a sprig of cassia at the head of his grave, and went and acquainted King Solomon. What did King Solomon say of all this? Respondent, he ordered him to be taken up and decently buried, and that 15 fellow crafts with white gloves and aprons should attend the funeral, which among masons ought to be performed this day. How was Hiram raised? As all other masons are when they receive the master's word. How was that? By the 5 points of fellowship. And what are they? First, hand to hand. Second, foot to foot. Third, cheek to cheek. Fourth, knee to knee. Fifth, back to back. When Hiram was taken up, they took him by the forefingers, and the skin came off, which is called the slip. The spreading of the right hand, placing the middle finger to the wrist, clasping the forefinger and fourth to the sides of the wrist, is called the grip. And though slip is placing the thumb of the right hand to the left breast, extending the fingers. What is the master mason named? Cassia is my name. From a just and perfect lodge I came. Where was Hiram entertained? In the sanctum sanctorum. How was he brought in? At the west door of the temple. What are the master's jewels? Respondent, the porch, dormer, and square pavement. Explain them. The porch, the entering into the sanctum sanctorum, the dormer of the windows or lights within, the square pavement, the ground flooring. Give me the master's word, whispers in the ear, supported by the 5 points of fellowship before mentioned, says, Makin Ha, which signifies the builder is smitten. If any working masons are at work, and you have a desire to distinguish accepted masons from the rest, take a piece of stone and ask him what it smells of. He will immediately reply, neither of brass, iron, or steel, but of a mason. Then ask him how old he is, and he will reply, about 7, which denotes he has passed master. End of the master's part. P.S. I was induced to publish this mighty secret at the request of several masons in order to prevent credulous persons from imposition. A prayer said at the opening of the lodge by Jewish Freemasons. O Lord, excellent thou art in thy truth, and there is nothing greater in comparison to thee, for thine is the praise from all the works of thy hands forevermore. Enlighten us, we beseech thee, in the true knowledge of masonry, by the sorrows of Adam, thy first made man, by the blood of Abel, the holy one, by the righteousness of Seth, in whom thou art well pleased, and by the covenant with Noah, in whose architecture thou wast pleased to save the seed of thy beloved. Number us not among those that know not the statutes, nor the divine mysteries of the secret Kabbalah. But grant, we beseech thee, that the ruler of the lodge may be endured.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With knowledge and wisdom to instruct us and explain his secret mysteries, as our holy brother Moses did in his lodge to Aaron, to Eleazar, to Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, and the 70 elders of Israel. And grant that we may understand and learn and keep all the commandments of the Lord, and this holy mystery pure and undefiled unto our lives' end. Amen, Lord. In the preface of the Mishnah, we find tradition of the Jews explained as follows. God not only delivered the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, but the explanation of it likewise. When Moses came down from the mount and entered into his tent, Aaron went to visit him. And Moses acquainted Aaron with the laws he had received from God, together with the explanation of them. After this, Aaron placed himself at the right hand of Moses and Eleazar and Ithamar, sons of Aaron, who were admitted, to whom Moses repeated what he had just before told Aaron. These being seated, one on the right hand, the other on the left hand of Moses, the 70 elders of Israel who composed the Sanhedrin came in, and Moses again declared the same laws to them with the interpretations of them, as though he had done before to Aaron and his sons. Lastly, all who pleased of the common people were invited to enter, and Moses instructed them likewise in the same manner as the rest, so that Aaron heard four times what Moses had been taught by God among Mount Sinai, Eleazar and Ithamar three times, the 70 elders twice, and the people once. Moses afterwards reduced the laws he had received into writing, but not the explanation of them. These he thought it sufficient to trust to the memories of the above-mentioned persons, who, being perfectly instructed in them, delivered them to their children, and these again to theirs from age to age.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.